Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Because obviously I cut the clap out, but like we just start laughing every episode because it's just like so ridiculous. And yeah.
Oh my god, maybe that's our shtick.
That's our shtick. I like it. Oh, my book is peeling as I'm ripping it apart. I'm like, oh.
Stop. It's like probably like first edition, right?
It is. It is first edition. I actually looked, the other day I looked and I was like, wow, look at me. Anyways, so speaking of first editions and books, we are now in the main trilogy of The Hunger Games.
We've graduated to the main trilogy.
So again, if you're just tuning in, Hallie and I tackled the series differently. I feel like we haven't like said it in a while, so I'll just say it again. So I, on this reread, read them in chronological order based on events. So I did Songbirds and Snakes, Sunrise on the Reaping, now the main trilogy. And Hallie, what did you do?
Take it away! Anyways.
Oh, I was like, I'm asking.
No. I was thinking of that SpongeBob episode, and he's like, take it away, napkin or penny.
Yeah.
That's what it was, right? Anyways.
It was a penny.
Chip, penny, and used napkin.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. Okay, I read them in the trilogy. Songbirds and Snakes, and then Sunrise. So I finished with Sunrise.
So you did publication order.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is.
I also, with my head, like, it took me until now to realize, so I asked you to say it, because I couldn't think of the word.
And that's crazy, because I was like, there's a word for this, and I also couldn't think of it.
One brain. We've now reached that point.
We're operating off of one brain cell.
So, we are doing The Hunger Games now, and so today we're doing part one of this book, which is chapters 1 through 9 and pages 1 through 130. So, this part is pretty much like all the backstory. Like, the games don't happen in part 1.
She sets a scene.
Which is so,
this was the first book, you know, so she has to create the world.
Which now is so interesting after having had the prequels added to the series.
In terms of what?
Like, how the world... I feel like when you first read this book, it's, like, a pretty, like, simple world. I don't think it's, like, really all that, like, crazy or, like, deep.
Just, like, post-apocalyptic.
But now after having the first two prequels, like, how much build-up, like, to get to this point is, like, kind of crazy. There is a lot of background.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing is, like, I always forget that there was a war.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I always forget that when Songbirds was out, like, they're only 10 years out from the war. So, like, they're still, like, war-torn.
Yeah, it's, you know? That one is, like, a very post-war era, whereas this, it's more like,
like, it's totally giving 50s, bro.
Yeah, whereas this is more, like, poverty, but, like, you're not really feeling post-war, you're just feeling, like,
yeah,
a dystopian,
it's giving,
society.
Like, 8 Mile.
Yeah, like, kind of, yeah, actually, it's, like, a good, I feel like, yeah, that's the same, like, vibe.
Right?
I also really like, in general, so, again, this book, we set the scene, like, the fact there was a war, the fact that this is North America, but now it's, like...
This book also gives me Fahrenheit 451 vibes.
Yeah. It now is that very, I think like, about dystopian it. Dystopian industrial.
Yeah.
Very,
like Brave New World.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of...
Well, especially District 12 specifically, because it's, like, gray, coal miners. Like,
yeah.
You're just, like, ick.
Did you do that on purpose?
Like, maybe. Maybe. So this book, obviously, you meet Katniss, who we all know. Again, we're going into this thinking that you guys have read these at this point. I would have to really hope so. Just because.
Yeah.
We read these the first time. Well, when did you read them the first time?
I was young.
I was in 8th grade, distinctly.
I think I was younger. Okay. What year did they come out?
This book came out 2008.
Okay. So, I probably read them, like, 2010. So I would be like 11.
I probably read them like 2012.
Okay.
Which probably checks out.
Because you said you read it closer to high school, right?
Yeah, I was like, it was like the spring of 8th grade. And it was like, when like, but it was, hello.
You've only said 8th grade like the past three times.
But I remember because it was like when the books got super popular and then it was like, I think I probably read them like right before the movie. Like I knew the movie was coming out, so I read the series first kind of thing.
Okay, now I like distinctly remember reading Mockingjay.
Really?
Like, I distinctly remember reading that book at my grandparents' house, like, in the summer.
I actually, I have a distinct memory.
But I don't think I realized, like, it was, like, The Hunger Games. Like, because it wasn't, like, that yet. Okay, because I had a Nook. Okay. And I remember I read it on the Nook. And I got my Nook, I was probably, like, in 5th or 6th grade.
Okay. So, yeah. So, like, when I was reading it, it was, like, The Hunger, like, it was, like, a thing. Like, my entire 8th grade class was reading it. Like, we were, like, doing it, like, not for, like, assigned reading. Just, like, we all were, like, everyone read this book.
Yeah.
So, okay, there's this one scene, and I literally highlighted it this read.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they're on the roof, like, the night before the games or, like, their interviews or whatever.
And they can't jump off the roof.
Yeah, but they're, like, just, like, talking about, like, you know, making sure, like, they, like, die themselves, whatever.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, again, a distinct memory being in my fucking loft bed in my purple and zebra print room.
Why?
With my, like, fucking purple string lights on. And I remember it was, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was texting my friend who, like, told me to read the books, and I was like, this is crazy already. Like, I remember, like, the mood of it. Like, mm-hmm. And I was, like, locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, I'm staying up for another 3 hours reading this. Like, it was, like, done deal. It was, like, the love of reading.
Too young to do those things.
And, like, it was just, like, but, like, I remember being, like, reading, like, that one sentence, I was, like, oh my god, I, like, am back in my bed in 8th grade.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
No.
Like, that's what books have to do again.
I know.
And that's why I think, like, ACOTAR got so popular, because I think that was, like, after, like, Twilight, Hunger Games, Harry Potter, I feel like this was, like,
people
the first,
needed something.
Yeah,
this like, was, like, they the wanted first something.
Thing that did that. Like, again, like, everything's such, like, a dopamine hit, like, immediate gratification. Like, these ones stay with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so reading this, it hits the same. It's fucking great.
It was so good.
So, yeah, how did you feel reading it this time? How did we feel about the background before we get to, like, the game aspect?
I was so excited. Like, reading it, I was like, hell yeah. Like, this is what I came here for. I'm so excited.
I think the background, it was, like, more bleak than I remember.
It's exactly how I remember it.
Really?
Okay, so, like, this is the thing. Like, I remember reading, like, when I was reading The Hunger Games, I just remember it being, like, very gray. Like, that's all I, like, mm-hmm. that's the vibe I remember. I don't really remember reading The Hunger Games or Catching Fire, but I remember reading Mockingjay.
That's so, I'm the opposite. Like, I didn't like Mockingjay the first time.
Neither did I. I didn't like Mockingjay either.
Okay.
I wonder if that's maybe why.
Right. I feel like, I also, like, love in, like, setting the scene for this book. Again, it was a little hard for me to, like, separate it since I did read the prequels first. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of like I was already, like, in the world.
Yeah.
But I really did enjoy this book, how, like, even though it's all the same world, I feel like her settings were, like, different. Like, again, like, 50s, like, post-war era,
mm-hmm.
Haymitch's era. I really liked how for Katniss's setting, it's, like, the gray of the city, and then she goes in these, like, woods, and it's green. Like, mm-hmm. it's such, like, a almost, like, black and white Dorothy Wizard of Oz moment, where it's, like, she's in this town, and it's, like, gray and gross. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to the woods, and it's, like, this, like, beautiful. Yeah.
Teeming with life.
Yeah. So I really, like, enjoy being, like, back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just love the pilot novel of a series.
Yeah.
Nothing
can
like
never,
it.
You can never really beat it.
Nothing
truly.
Like it. So, I just, yeah. And
also,
wait,
what'd you love?
I was gonna say, I just, like, loved, like, almost being, like, told about the world again.
Mm.
Especially, like, for me, like, after reading the prequels, like, first, like, the order I read it in, it was almost nice to, like, get back to, like, bare bones. Like, forget about, like, the propaganda and, like, how evil Snow is. Like, I was like, yeah, just take me back to, like,
mm-hmm.
the basics.
Well, I felt like, because I read,
this first?
Those first, yeah. Like, so, I, like, obviously like, knew from Songbirds and Snakes, because I had read that last year when it came out.
Right.
Like, how things were in the Capitol in that regard. But when I was reading this over for the first time, like, it almost, like, reinstilled the fact that, like, that was, you know, X amount of years ago. And this is still the state of District 12.
Right. Yeah. You know what I also didn't realize, like, which kind of caught me off guard on the reread? I didn't realize, like, she was reaped at the end of Chapter 1. Well, that Prim was called. Like, Chapter 1 ends and it's like Prim's name is being pulled. And I was like, damn, we're already at reaping? Mm. Like, I feel like there was a lot of background.
Well, the first chapter is long.
It is. It's like page, it's like 20 pages. So yeah, it's like, these are long chapters for sure. But it's like, I just felt like she did such a good job of like building this world. Like, you already know that she's hunting, she's with Gale, mm-hmm. this, that, whatever. How the Hunger Games works. And all of a sudden it's like, now she's volunteering by chapter 2, and mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit.
Right,
like,
into it.
This is, like, quick.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Right on in.
Yeah, like, I almost was like, I can't even imagine reading this the first time. You must be like, holy shit.
Well, I think, you know, and the thing is, they don't really spend much time in the district, obviously, because they're getting carted off to the Capitol, and then they're in the games. So, like, there's not much, I felt like, there's time to expand later on. You know, agree. Like, we can get to the place first and then explain.
Well, and that's what I like about this. So, like,
or usually it's, like, the opposite.
Yeah, and that's where I feel like with, like, Haymitch's book, we were kind of saying last episode a little bit, like, I almost feel like the games were not downplayed because they were, like, very graphic and gory when he mm-hmm. was in them. But, like, I think you mentioned it maybe an episode or two ago. Maybe it was for part one of Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like the build-up to the games in this and, like, her in the training center is, like, you're really, like, feeling the anxiety mm-hmm. and, like, you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Haymitch was like, whatever.
Well, and I think that's because of their outlooks.
Yeah. It's, like, it depends on the narrator.
Because Haymitch, like,
was aloof.
He didn't give a fuck because he was like, oh, I'm gonna go home later and have my birthday cake. You know, right. Like, he didn't, like, think that it was gonna happen to him.
Right.
And so, like, I felt like he was very late in, like, processing the idea that, like, oh, shit, like, I'm gonna die. Or I could die.
Yes.
And also, too, their trainings and all that, obviously it was different for Haymitch than it is for them.
Right.
A little bit. Like, they...
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I don't remember...
I feel like Haymitch's focus, again, was more on, like, the background. Like, ooh, there's, like, kind of scandals going on. Mm-hmm. Like, the training for him was more about, like, talking to Beatty and, like, figuring that out.
Yeah,
Whereas Katniss, you were getting, like, descriptions of, like, all the other tributes, how training worked, mm-hmm. like, and that served to also obviously build the story and, like,
yeah,
the plot.
Because Sunrise is an additional book.
Right.
You know?
But at the same time, I do agree, I think it is, like, a perception thing. Like, those are both the narrators,
mm-hmm.
and so the feel of it's gonna be different based on, like, how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think makes her a great writer.
Yeah.
Because they feel different. Like, the books feel different.
No, they do. Like, you could definitely tell there's a different perspective.
For sure.
From each. And I think Katniss, like, Haymitch comes off as, like, I guess, like, aloof. Like, he doesn't, like, it isn't clear that he knows what's going on, mm-hmm. right? But Katniss is, like, she's just, like, it's just, like, gray.
Yeah.
Like, she's almost, like, already depressed.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, she's depressed.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's just focusing on the game aspects, I guess, because... what else does she notice? You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, yeah, it does. And I feel like...
I don't know. Does that sound ignorant? I don't know.
It's almost like she's already, like, so cynical because of her dad dying and, like, depressed.
I think
and just,
that's
like,
what it is.
Blah.
Haymitch is not... he's not cynical.
No, not until after.
I mean, like, yeah, he's, like, a little asshole. Like, he has, like, his comments and stuff. But, like, I would say he's, like, mostly good-natured.
And I think he's probably almost, honestly, I would argue, like, an average 16-year-old boy. Not taking it serious, just kind of like, well, this sucks, but, like, okay. Like, this is what's happening,
exactly.
You know? Whereas, yeah, I think she already, not that she's, like, skeptical of the Capitol, but I think she already just has that, like, cynical, like, again, like, damn, it's not fair. Mm-hmm. Like, Gale complains about the Capitol. Like, they already, not that they're, like, trying to start an uprising or anything, but they already, like... know that it's unjust. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, I'm putting my name in, I'm hunting for my family. She's mad at her mom because her mom sucks and, like, doesn't support them. So, like, she's doing it. It's, like, very, like, Feyre-esque, you know, like, I'm the martyr because, like, my whole family would die without me. So I think, like, like, she's already, like, a very calculating, like, again, and, like, as we get into the games, which we're going to talk about, she's, like, unlikable. Like, she's not a pleasant person.
No.
And it's...
No one likes her.
Right.
But everyone likes Peeta.
Well, yeah, because he's great.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because, like, Haymitch was, like, turned bad, quote-unquote, or, like, unlikable because of things done to him. Katniss, the things that have been done to her were not the Capitals doing, in theory.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad died, her mom didn't support them.
Yeah.
Like, it's obviously the way the system is run.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's not the direct cause of the Capitol. Like, Haymitch was, like, Snow directly, like...
Yeah.
...victimized him.
Yeah.
You know? So, ooh, Jesus. I kicked a cat. So it's like, she already is going in cynical just about life.
Yeah.
And, like, the system.
Mm-hmm. And, like, Haymitch is, like, in love, you know? Like, so things are kind of, like, rose-tinted. Like,
right.
You know? Where Kenneth is like, my life already sucks. I guess it's gonna suck more, you know?
And I think because she's a hunter, or huntress, or, well, I don't know, whatever.
Huntress.
I think that also is, like, we get a lot of almost, like, details. Not, like, flowery, like, descriptive details, but, like, I'm noticing this tribute doing this. I'm seeing this in the training center. Like, you're getting a lot of descriptions. I think she's just, like, an observant person. Haymitch was just like...
She's a hunter.
Like, I feel like I could see the training room and stuff in her perspective way more than Haymitch. I can't imagine what his training center looked like. Whereas Katniss, I'm like, I could tell exactly how it looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is so interesting.
And it's, like, the least important thing ever.
Right, but, like, everything. Like, you know, like, the train.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could see the Capitol in these books.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Like, I feel like with Haymitch, like, his prequel, it was almost like you use what you knew from these to, like, connect
piece
the dots.
It together, yeah.
But, like, Katniss, you were like, oh, this is exactly how this looks.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. But, yeah, I think, that, like, she, I think she's a good narrator and perspective for the reader coming into a brand new world. Like, she's...
Mm-hmm.
Like, to have her be the narrator is helpful. I think if, like, Peeta was the narrator, it would, like, not be a good book, like, to be introduced to that world.
Yeah, I guess.
I would like to maybe a book from his perspective after the fact.
Peeta?
Yeah, why not?
About, like, what?
I don't know. Just his life.
The Baker's Son?
Yeah, like, kind of like a Midnight Sun Peeta's point of view.
Okay, hot take. I remember vividly not liking Peeta.
Same.
I hated Peeta.
I was Team Gale all the way.
All the way, right?
But I'm not now.
Me neither.
Why did we hate him?
I don't know.
Because he's blonde. Just saying.
Okay, so now I'm like, now I'm getting confused. Like, is it because...
He's blonde? Also, the fact that, like, Liam Hemsworth is Gale, can we just, like, talk about that for a second? That's crazy.
They don't look... Like, they casted wrong. Okay, should have been the opposite at that point. Because Gale's... Dark hair, dark features, and the guy
Oh my god, and they did. They dyed fucking Josh Hutcherson's hair blonde.
Blonde, yes.
Why did we do this?
Who thought that was
I also would have liked
Peeta
way more if he was fucking Liam Hemsworth.
Yes. Yes.
I would have been sold for movie one.
Yeah.
I gotta post it on the
Whatever
Instagram.
Happened to him?
Josh Hutcherson?
Yeah.
No idea.
Where you at?
I'll put it on the Instagram because I have to, and I have to find it as well. But it was eighth grade. Mm-hmm. We had to paint a celebrity, like a detailed like photo, and I painted Josh Hutcherson, and like my friend did Jennifer Lawrence's Katniss, and then someone else did Gale. But like mine was like so fucking good. No. Well, because it was like a paint by number. Like you had to look,
oh.
You know, like so it was like, but it was like legit, like a really good fucking picture.
Huh.
And, like, you had to pick, like, a color scheme. So, like, mine was orange because his favorite color was orange in the books. Like, it was, like, we, like whoever did
Katniss.
You
were really into this, damn.
Yes. Whoever did Katniss, like, hers was green because, like, that's her favorite color. Like, they like, talk about it in Catching Fire. I think Gale was probably blue. But, like, this picture was so fucking good, Hallie. I'll put it on the Instagram, guys. It's, like, a pride and joy. I gotta find it. Great photo.
I'll be the judge of that.
I gotta find it. Whatever. Point being is, when I randomly post the fucking artwork, or like, I think I had like purple hair at the time. Like, it was a real era. Anyways.
Purple room, purple hair.
Yeah.
Josh Hutcherson.
I mean, great time to grow up.
It really was quite a time to be alive.
These kids are missing out.
No, they really are, though.
Because, like, that was prime time.
Yeah.
Purple hair, room, and Josh Hutcherson. Under my loft bed, scrolling on fucking Tumblr for Hunger Games
Literally.
Things.
And Twilight was also circulating that time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Falling in love for the first time with your little crushes. Thinking your whole world is ending. You know? So good. Ugh, the angst. Anyways. Anyways, point being. So, yeah, I think this is probably my favorite depiction of the Capitol.
In this one?
Yeah. Like, just because, like, we were saying last episode how Haymitch, like, he got the worst of both worlds. Like, yeah. People still didn't really like him.
Yeah.
But, like, the arena was, like, high-tech enough. Like, I loved, like, the glamour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it was just fun.
Well, I think, and that was, like,
it's fucked up, but it's fun.
Yeah. And everyone would, like, I feel like we were, like, in school, like, making fun of each other, like, based off of, like, oh, what did you see then? The Hunger Games or something like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, stupid shit like that. Yeah, it's very avant-garde, right? Is that?
Yeah, like, it was just glamorous and, like, Hollywood.
But,
and, like,
weird.
Weird, yeah.
Like,
yes.
I mean, I guess it's not weird. I don't know. I guess, you know, for the time back then, it was weird.
But it was
people looking like cats and stuff. Like, come on.
No,
yeah. But, like, now, like, furries are a thing, so, like,
Suzanne Collins predicting the future.
No, seriously, like, we're, like, desensitized.
Right, no, it was, yeah. It was, people were fucking wearing Mockingjay pins to school. I mean, this
yeah.
was, like, a thing.
Yeah, no.
I wasn't that far, but, like, this was legit. Like, I had a Hunger Games shirt I wore to the midnight premiere.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get it from, like, Hot Topic?
Oh, 100% I did. So, like, I don't, yeah, and, like, reading it now, like, it gave me those same feelings. I don't know if it's nostalgia or, like, just, like, these books, it just, like, brings
mm-hmm.
you, like,
I'm sure it's, like, good, at least both.
Right.
You know.
So, I don't know, I like the glam of the Capitol again, and, like, you know it's fucked up, because, like, Katniss knows it's fucked up, like, that they're even doing these games.
Yeah.
But I also almost like the ignorance of, like, not realizing how deep the corruption goes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just, like, this is crazy, it's, like, an event, and it's kind of weird, like, kids are killing other kids, but it's, like, you don't realize all, like, the propaganda, like,
mm-hmm.
deeper messages yet. Like, I like just having, like, this crazy dystopian story.
I also think, like, when you're young and you read these types of books, you also don't process, right? So, like, I did not process that, like, children were killing children when I was reading these books, for sure. Like, yeah, I knew that's what was happening, but
also
I wasn't,
because we were, like, 12.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I guess I just didn't have, like,
yeah.
You know, that cognitive thinking, like, hey, like, that's not
but
what
again,
we
I
should
think,
be doing.
I think it's also, again, because, like, since we were 12, like, you feel so fucking grown at 12.
Yeah, this is also,
like,
true.
Now I look at a 12-year-old and I'm like, oh my god.
You're little.
You poor
like,
thing.
You're so little.
And you went to an arena to kill someone? That's so sad.
Yeah.
Like, when I was at 12, I was like, I could have fucking done this. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
you felt different.
This is true.
So, you know, it could be a combination of both.
God.
That's why, like, I think reading series like this, like, rereading them as an adult is so fun. And again, like, the writing stayed good.
Which is why I don't understand why you don't, like, enjoy a majority of, like, YA.
Because they're not written like this.
Yeah, it's true.
Again, I would argue most of my favorite series are YA. Twilight, Harry Potter, Hunger Games.
But they're all from, like, your youth.
But now, but, okay, so
you know what I mean?
Like,
do you think, like, someone could make the counter argument? Like, in 10 years from now, you know?
They'll read fucking
Akatar.
Powerless?
Or, yeah, sure.
Maybe.
And be like, yeah, this was, like, the craziest, best thing ever.
I don't know, though, because I argue, like, which again, do I like these books as an adult, like you said?
Powerless doesn't have a movie.
That's right. Now, I kind of agree with you. Could the counter argument be if I'm reading them as an adult, I like them as an adult because I read them as a child, maybe. But I don't know, because reading them as an adult, like, the writing is still genuinely good.
Yeah.
So I just think that the, like, quality of books used to be better. Again, now with, like, book talk, like, social media wasn't what it was.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, now, again, it's, like, an instant
gratification. So, like, things blew up if, like, they were actually deserving.
Right. Now it's like, you know, you make everything can blow up.
You don't even have to be, like, actually verified. You could pay for your verification on Instagram.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I also feel
that,
like...
That, if you pay for your checkmark...
Well.
Bye.
She's calling you right out.
You're a fucking loser. You care that much?
Wait, but now a question. Okay. Just a sidebar.
Yeah.
Total but, fucking off the rails. Can you still get verified without paying? Like, you know, if you get, like, X amount of followers...
Probably.
Or does everyone pay for it? Like, I'm just curious. I have no idea.
I don't know. But I just remember, like, you had to have a certain amount of people.
Oh, yes, agreed. But I didn't know if that was still a thing, or now, like...
Probably.
Even, like, fucking...
Beyonce has to pay for her checkmark.
Right, well,
can you imagine?
She don't give a fuck if she has to pay for it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those fucking...
Do they charge you more, less money, depending on how more people you have?
Yeah, I don't know how this works. Clearly, we're uneducated. But, yeah, I just, like, nowadays, right, like, going off that, like, instant gratification topic, like... You make a TikTok in 5 seconds, it could go viral. For even 5 minutes, oh, this book is really popular. Then by next week, like, you forget about it. Whereas, again, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. you had to be, like, in for the long haul for this shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, literally, if your shit got popular, like you just mm-hmm. said, it was genuinely good. Mm-hmm. Like,
that was, like, I think fandoms, like, were so much more of a thing.
Right.
Because, like, you could only obsess over the limited amount of information that you got.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And like this, like, I had to, like, wait until, like, people started reading it, everyone started reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in 8th grade, we didn't have fucking phones or, like, you know, Instagram mm-hmm. or anything, so it was like, hey, I'm reading this book, you'd love it, here.
Yeah. Or, like, even I think about, too, like, okay, Fourth Wing, like, think of all the AI art.
Right.
You know? Like, we didn't have any of that
stuff.
We were
starving for artwork.
Yeah.
Starving.
And, you know, it's just so... different.
It is different. But yeah, so I feel like reading it now, having all these things, right? Again, is it because of the nostalgia aspect? Maybe. But like, I don't know. It was great this time around too. Like, also I remember like the obviously the main parts of the book, but like the little details, like the different tributes.
Mm-hmm.
And like obviously I remember like, you know, like Cinna and like her costumes and like all these things. But like there were certain parts of this book too where I just was like still giddy and gasping and mm-hmm. shocked.
Well,
and
I forgot, like, how, like, the whole thing with Cinna. Like, I forgot, like, about all of that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, holy shit. And, you know, like, the scene when, before she gets blasted up into the arena and she fucking sees him get fucking snagged and jumped.
Well, that's catching fire. This bun, he's fine.
Okay, but still. You know what I mean? Like, I forgot, like, this whole thing. Like, you know?
Yes. I also think, again, like, I really enjoyed, like, reading her, like, perspective. Again, like, she's like, I'm up with nightmares, I can't sleep before the games, like, all this stuff, which I was like,
yeah,
we weren't getting a lot of that. Like, you really feel the anxiety and, like, the gravity of this. I also thought rereading it was interesting, like, certain things I highlighted, which I was like, interesting. It's when they have their opening ceremonies. The chariots obviously have come a long way, even since Haymitch's.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, Cinna makes them all, like, on fire, which was, like, obviously like, a huge deal, whatever. Mm-hmm. And her and Peeta, like, Cinna tells them, like, hold hands. Like, be, like, a united front, like, smile, like, wave, like, really, like, you know, capture the audience, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, because this is the first time District 12 is having, like, a good stylist and, like,
mm-hmm.
they have, like, a chance to, like, win sponsors and, like, you know, this whole performative thing.
Yeah.
Where I think, like, Haymitch's book was, like, propaganda, this book is, like, performance. Mm-hmm. Which is, yes, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was so interesting, like, at that point, like, I loved seeing the Haymitch parts of this book because, like, knowing his now story.
But, like, also a lot of things went wrong in Haymitch's. Like, you got it from the get that they were lying to the masses. Here, we didn't really see that.
Correct. And that's why, like, I think reading, like, Haymitch's scenes in this book, after, like, knowing Haymitch's story,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn. So, like, you know, Haymitch is talking to them after the fact of the chariot opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, asked, you know, whose idea was the hand-holding. And they say it's, like, Cinna's idea. And Haymitch says, just the perfect touch of rebellion, very nice. But mm-hmm. it's, like, funny, because, like, when you're reading it the first time... Number one is because it's, like, only on page 80.
Yeah.
And number two, like, not knowing his backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even, like, clock that.
Yeah.
who fucking cares? Like, you're and, just, like...
And even if you did, like, you would think because, like, there only needs to be one... There is one victor. So why would you partner with somebody?
Right. And you're just kind of, like... He probably was just, like, saying it. Just, like, shoot the shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, a drunk guy. Like, he's just, like, a weirdo.
Yeah, what does he know?
Which is so interesting. And I'm, like... That's really crazy.
It is.
And so... I also think, you know, seeing Katniss and Peeta in this part of the book, again, you pretty much know from the get you're getting a love triangle, mm-hmm. which this era of books, that was gold.
Yeah, literally.
So, like, you know, I don't know, again, I remember hating Peeta, too.
Yeah, I remember not liking him.
Well, and, like, we find out early on, like, you know, he's the boy with the bread. Mm-hmm. Like, that she owes him something.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, again, like, chapter two.
I remember Peeta, it was just, like...
Just like a pussy.
From what I... Yeah, like, he was just, like, annoying. Like...
Yes.
Like, but, cling... Not clingy, but, like...
But why did we feel that way? Because I don't feel that way now at all.
I don't know.
I don't get it. Because I really don't feel that way. At all.
I know. I wonder if I was just so hardened to love.
Like, I almost feel like now, as an adult reading it, like, she's a whiny little bitch who's, like, a little...
She's annoying.
Like, who's too cynical. I'm like, all right, Katniss.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's, like, actually smart and, like, thinking things through.
Yeah.
So why was he so fucking annoying?
I don't know, but I feel so validated knowing that you also felt the same way. Because, like,
yeah.
I've had this conversation with multiple other people and they all said I was crazy.
Alright, no. Did you guys think Peeta was annoying? Because...
No, like, the general consensus was I think Peeta and her were... OTP since the beginning.
No, there's... I don't think my friends did not feel the same way.
Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll just with some wild people.
So, guys, let us know. Do you think that her and Peeta were, like, true love from the beginning? Because there's no way we're the only ones who think he was annoying. Guys, do you think he was annoying? I need to know.
I think it also depends on, like, what... I don't know. I was like, Gail, like, he's a little bit older. He's, like, he's teaching her how to hunt. Like, this is her buddy.
I was team Gail for sure.
Like, they're supposed to be married. They have, you know, they get each other.
Yes, agreed.
You know, they...
Agreed.
They just have a different connection. Like, I just felt their connection.
Like...
And then I just didn't like how Peeta was, like, thrown on her. I was like, let her breathe, you know?
So, I will say, though, like, reading it now, again, I don't find him annoying. And second of all... Like, you know, Peeta, I feel like, again, like, he just gets it. Like, you know, Haymitch is like, do you guys want to be trained separately? And Peeta's like, no, like, we're good. And Katniss mm-hmm. is like, no, we're good. Like, I feel like I genuinely like their progression. Like, mm-hmm. I agree. My first read, I felt like he was thrown onto her, like, it was forced, whatever. It feels all very, like, natural, slow burn in this. So I'm, like, kind of like, but, like, and Peeta, okay. Do you feel like Peeta's feelings for her are genuine? Or is it, like, for the games? Because now let's get into, like, that. Because now we're starting to get into, like, interviews and such.
I personally will say that I did not feel, like, strong either way.
This read? Like, current?
Yeah. But I think because I was not really focusing on that.
Okay.
It's
just, like, an interesting thing to bring up now.
No, yeah. No, I
agree. Because as a kid, you're, like... You know, either way, any romance, you're like,
but
oh.
I think, regardless, Sarah J. Maas, that's not who this fucking book room, this person is. Suzanne Collins, oh my god. I think she does a good job of, like, proving his feelings for her throughout the book.
This book, or the series, or both?
Sure, the whole thing.
Okay.
But since we're talking about this book, I'll just say this book.
But no, yeah, I think mm-hmm. I would say both. Like, I think he proves it in this book, and then he also proves it continuing. Like,
I think, so I will say he probably, like, had a crush on her, maybe not to the degree of, like, you know, this is the love of my life, but, like, mm-hmm. knowing that that's an angle they could have taken, and he is obviously, like, a smart guy, so he was like, well, let's capitalize on this. I think that gave him the confidence.
Agreed.
To then play out his feelings.
Which I also think, again, I think I agree with you. Because it's, like, even the fact that he, like, gave her the bread, like, that almost proves it before the games. Mm-hmm. Like, he clearly cared in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Whether he's just a caring guy or was for her specifically.
Yeah.
I don't know. But even I was just reading, too, like,
when... I think in Mockingjay they talk about that. I think they, like, reminisce when they were younger.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know.
It's been a while since I read this book.
Yeah. Which, like, she means a while, like, a few weeks. Like, literally, just, again, instant gratification, gone.
Yeah.
But they're talking about being trained separately, and he says, like, she has no idea the effect she can have.
Uh-huh.
And that's, like, before, like, you know, it's just talking to Haymitch and her. So mm-hmm. it's, like, I don't know, I feel like there is a lot of performative, but I think, like you just said, Suzanne Collins does a good job of putting enough not performative that you're like, yeah, he probably does kind of like her.
But, like, also, too, like, that comment, like, she doesn't know the effect she has on people. Honestly, don't know where that came from, because it's not like Katniss is, you know, some noteworthy person. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, okay, she's, like, a little sassy, and she speaks her mind every once in a while, but, like, she's not, like, outspoken like Maisley was. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, like, Katniss kind of sucks objectively. You know? She's cranky and mean. What effect's she having? People don't like her.
Yeah. Now, do you think Peeta was in on this, like, way before?
And on what?
The rebellion and all that stuff?
Mm-mm. I think he was just as oblivious as Katniss. I think, again, he's just smarter. Like, he knows, like, let's win the crowd. But I don't think he knows the overall plan.
Gotcha.
I think he has a plan as far as, like...
Like, his own plan.
These Hunger Games, I want to live... I want to get sponsors, X, Y, Z, but I don't think he, like, is part of the overall plan. Well, even when, it doesn't happen on Catching Fire, which we'll talk about, but even when, like, Haymitch and Katniss come up with, like, a plan of, like, Snow's gonna kill everyone, like, you know, behave yourself, and, like, Haymitch, like, donates his food to Rue's family, and then, like, the one guy gets shot. He's like, why didn't either of you fucking tell me what was going on?
Yeah. So,
like, I think he's just as in the dark as Katniss is. If not more so, because we'll talk about this next episode... You know, when they're in the games and Katniss, like, kind of, and Haymitch are doing, like, a mental thing. Mm-hmm. Peeta has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, this is true.
I think they're both in the dark.
Yeah, because in Catching Fire, it becomes all about protecting Peeta.
Right.
You know, and he doesn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, what do you think of Katniss? Again, well, okay, what do you think about Katniss right before their interviews? They have their training scores and like they're like whatever.
I remember that scene being so iconic.
Yeah, shooting the arrow. So here's my thing. I think that again, she's just a bitch and like she's not trying to be like rebellious.
She's just like fuck you.
Right. Like I don't think there's any like higher intention or like further thought.
No,
I think
like she's not.
She's like reactive.
Yeah, no, she's not planning on taking down the Capitol. She's just pissed off.
Right.
Like you suck.
And which I'm gonna think let you know is so interesting, like, how short-sighted she is.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, with Haymitch, like, when he's, like, sending her, like, gifts in the arena, which, again, we'll talk about, and she's like, oh, like, one kiss equals a gift, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's always, like, the short term. The berries. Fuck you, the Capitol, but not thinking about, like, oh, this is, like, a bigger deal.
Well, she's also, what? 16?
Correct. Correct.
You know, do you have that type of foresight?
But it's almost weird because it's, like, her and Peeta are an interesting dynamic because
she... Are you able to conceptualize, like, the rest of your life when you're 16?
Right. Well, you think you can, but no.
Like, okay, oh, yeah, death. If I eat these berries, death. Yeah, okay, death, whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. But I think it's interesting because she has long-term or, like, she, like plots. So, again, like, if I kiss Peeta, I get this soup. Whereas he's almost ignorant, like... I thought we were really kissing, you know? But then he's calculated where she's not. Oh, in the interviews, I'm going to say all these things and win them over and get us sponsors a few days from now.
Long-term.
Whereas she's short-term. Like, I'm mad, I'm going to shoot this arrow at the game makers. So it's like they're opposites. Like
she's impulsive.
She's impulsive, whereas he's more calculated for, like, I wouldn't say long-term, but, like, at least next week long-term. And she's impulsive, like, right in the moment. Whereas she'll also play into the Capitol and, like, you know, kiss Peeta and, like, fake, quote-unquote, genuine things. And he's like, damn, I thought that was, like, real. Like, so they're opposites.
Yeah.
Like, where he's calculated, she's not. And where she's calculated, he's not.
And what do you think is the worst of the two? Probably her, right?
Her, because I think...
Like, fuck you.
He's playing on the Capitol's, like... He's calculated and playing on the Capitol's emotion. She's playing on, like, his emotions. For the Capitol. That's even more fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, she's playing into the Capitol. Peeta's playing into the Capitol, but, like...
He's also, like, kind of giggling. He's like, hee-hee.
Yeah, like, he's like, yeah, give me food. Like, spend your money and feed me. Awesome. She's, like, doing it and, like, fucking with his feelings. That's, like... Damn, dude.
She's actually not nice to him at all.
No.
She's really mean to him in this book.
She keeps being mean. I'm in the middle of Catching Fire and she's still fucking being mean.
Oh, is she? Yeah.
Like, she's trying to save him, but, like, she's not nice while doing it.
Yeah, she's a very abrasive person. Like, she's not, like
her.
She's not, like, a comfort, like...
No.
She's the type of person who, like a cold fish, I would describe her.
She is like a cold fish.
You know?
So, you know, she shoots the fucking pig, whatever.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a great scene.
That was so good.
Now, their interviews, I remember the interviews being, like, the tits as well. Like, that was a great chapter. Like, like, that was just the best. Like, the whole interview night and, like, fucking Caesar Flickerman, like, it was like, yes.
Yeah.
So right before the interviews, PETA asked to be coached separately. I remember that chapter as well being like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it gutted me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? You know, like, I was like, he's gonna betray her. Like, I was devastated.
That I don't really remember, but I just remember being like...
Yeah, like, I was like, what's going on, you know? Yeah, so now the interviews. I feel like just Katniss is just blah.
She is blah.
She's just blah.
I mean, like, they're, like, they try to think of an angle for her.
And they literally can't.
And they can't. So she they're sucks. Just like, good luck.
And she's just like,
pleasant. Okay.
You know?
I mean, well, they talk about Prim, you know, they're,
right,
you know.
She's just like, average.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's bad in, like, the social media eye, right? Like, she's not good. She's just blah.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you know, you, as a reader, you have the moments of, like, her and PETA on the roof. And, like, you do see her being, like,
yeah.
Not soft, I would say, but, like, you're, like, you
vulnerable,
feel for her.
Yeah. Relatable.
So, like, then you almost kind of respect it more because you're, like, cool, she's not feeding into the Capitol. She's just... She can't put on that mask. You're almost, like, more appreciative. Like,
yeah.
She's herself through and through.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's arguably not likable.
No.
Whereas PETA stuns him.
Yes. And I was also going to say, like, I remember in the movie, I felt like, what's her name? The one who plays her.
Jennifer Lawrence?
She should not have been casted for her.
Okay, I felt the same way when, like, the movies came out. But also Jennifer Lawrence is, like, a good actress, so I'm like, is that just fucking Katniss's character just sucks? Probably.
Yeah. Like, I don't think... And because of that, I felt like in the movie she came out very, like, bleh.
Yes.
You know?
But now, so I agree. So when the movie came out, I was like, she's the wrong choice.
Yeah.
But now that, like, again, like, I know that Jennifer Lawrence is, like, a good actress, because now it's, like, she's done many things since.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe that was just the character. I think Katniss just kind of sucks.
Or, well, that was so early in her career, right?
That could be too. Or maybe she's a phenomenal actress, and even in the movie, you're like, yeah, this bitch is not likable. Katniss is not a likable character.
No, she's not. But I remember her being, like, way more feisty in the book than the movie. Like, I forgot how much more of a personality she had.
Okay.
Because in the movie, like, she kind of doesn't have a personality.
Okay, fair.
Like, at all. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Until, like, PETA's, like, dying.
Right.
You know?
But also, like, low-key... Like, there's comments made, so let's talk about PETA's interview, because that's, again, was one of the moments you're like, oh my god. I remember that, too.
What did he ask him? When did you, do you love her, or, like, when did you first fall in love, or something like that? Right? And what is he, and he's like, oh,
so, something about bro. Oh, he said, handsome lad like you, there must be some special girl, come on, what's her name? I'm just gonna read all this, because it's great.
Oh, okay.
Well, there is this one girl. I've had a crush on her since I can remember, but I'm pretty sure she didn't know I was alive until the reaping. And then, you know, the whole crowd is like, oh, like, poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Caesar's like, does she have another fellow? And he says, I don't know, but a lot of the boys like her. I'm like, PETA, are we lying? But whatever. And then Caesar says, so here's what you do. You win, you go home. She can't turn you down then. And then PETA says, I don't think it's going to work out. Winning... won't help in my case. And Caesar says, why ever not? PETA blushes and stammers out, because she came here with me. And I was like, my 12-year-old self was like, throws my fucking book.
Literally.
So that's actually how part one ends, which again, amazing. Great writing choice. But, so they make a comment directly after this. Because Katniss gets pissed and, like, fucking shoves him into, like, she's just an asshole.
She's a bitch.
But Haymitch, I remember distinctly, says, like, you were not desirable until he made you desirable.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like,
and again, I was like, damn, that's toxic.
Yes. But I also almost wonder, again, how you said in the movie, like, which again, I do agree, maybe Jennifer Lawrence is just early in her career, but how you said, like, you know.
Also, Josh Hutcherson sucked as well.
Yeah. But how you were just saying, like, Katniss had, like, no emotions until, like, you know, Peeta was sick, but, like, she kind of didn't, like, she wasn't desirable until he, like, made her, like, she's just a lot of nothing.
And honestly, I wonder if that's supposed to be like that. Like, do you think that's a plot device? Like, the main character is kind of, like, in the background, they kind of suck, so that way you can focus more on, like, everything else that's happening.
Maybe, because she has, like, no, like, psychology going on. Like, you're getting a lot of details of, like, the Hunger Games, the training.
Yeah, because, like, if she was such a strong main character, you'd be focusing on all of her and her traits and, like, right, her story, you know? Whereas, like,
I also, it's weird, because it's, like, as much as she sucks, it's, like, that's what makes her a strong main character.
Yeah.
Like, she's a great main character, but mm-hmm. she sucks.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because we don't have that often.
In a, okay, so, like, in a literary discussion.
Yes.
She's a good character.
Right.
But in the story, she sucks.
Yeah, like, she's not desirable, she's mean, she's ornery.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Which, again, that's why I think, again, this is a young adult book. I don't feel we're having a conversation now as adults, mm-hmm. a literary conversation about Katniss, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's a good character, blah, blah. I don't feel, like, powerless or Red Queen, like, I don't feel that way. I couldn't have a conversation like this about them.
Mm.
Like, I think Katniss was well written. The story is well written. Like, there was a lot of thought put into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we didn't have much to say about Peyton.
Like, no.
I mean, like, we were more upset about the novella, so.
Yeah, like, but yeah, Peyton was, like,
with
fine.
With Mac and Adina, you know?
Right. Like, Peyton was fine. But again, I would almost argue Katniss is the same kind of, like, good slash bad main character is, like, fucking Bella from Twilight. That bitch got nothing going for her either.
Yeah.
Although, Edward's point of view interests me, because the way he describes her,
mm-hmm.
you realize that that Bella describing herself, she just has, like, low self-esteem, so, like, yeah. Obviously, like, most of the boys actually do like her.
Yes.
Which is, that's also, like, a fun, like, really well-written.
And then you're like, fuck.
You're like, wow, it's crazy. Yeah. Perception is everything.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just think, again, I think young adult books have just, like, I will die on that hill. That's, like, my main point. The main point of this podcast is young adult does not equal bad writing. I'm going to put in my bio and say this is our slogan. Swear to God.
We should make some merch.
It literally pisses me off.
I know. It pisses you off.
But do you not agree?
I don't know. I just think that maybe you're more sensitive than I am.
Tell me a young adult book that, like, not this era, that is good. Like, good writing. Genuinely good.
I was going to say Cassandra Clare, but that was the same time.
Just tell me.
Shadow and Bone was good.
Okay.
I like Shadow and Bone.
I haven't read it yet, so I will give it a chance.
That was good.
Okay.
Like, I enjoyed that. I think you'll like it more than Red Queen.
Okay. God fucking hope so. And again, like, my thing is, Akhtar happens to be obviously adult, like, there's, like, sex scenes and all these things, but, like, again, like, that gives me the same vibe as this, like, well-written, good-created, like, well-created worlds, like.
Akhtar is in the young adult section at my library now.
Is it?
And I see that every time, and I'm like, someone definitely made a mistake here.
Yeah. But my thing is, like, I just need it to be, like, a well-created world and, like, good characters. Like, if Akhtar, if you took the sex scenes away and you just were, like, and they closed the door, mm-hmm. I would still like it just
yeah.
as much.
Yeah.
And it could then be young adult.
Yes.
That's my point, I guess.
Okay.
Like, some of these books, the only thing going for them is sex, and they also suck. Like, yeah. They're adult books, and they still suck.
And they still suck, yeah. And I would probably make the argument that most books suck more than they are good.
Yes.
Or they're just mid.
Yeah. And that's, like, just how things are nowadays, which is sad.
And I think that's the problem with, like, Akhtar, is that, like, people were really, like, grinding that they were going to be, like, you know, one of these next, like.
And it was until I think she sold out.
we'll see what happens.
Well, it's much easier to sell out now than it was back then.
Right, and I agree with that. But Suzanne Collins didn't. She said, I will bide my time and I will write a new book, and she did great.
She's, like, also so, like, unproblematic. I've never heard anything about her, like, in the media, ever. Like,
I want to know Suzanne Collins. Great.
You know, Rebecca Yarros, SJM, yeah, like, all these bitches are, like, getting dragged.
Dragged. Not Suzanne.
Even fucking, what's her name?
Who?
Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
J.K. Rowling.
Dragged.
Crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Suzanne Collins.
She's just chilling. She's writing good material. Stephanie Meyer. Unproblematic.
Yeah. Twilight, that was like a whole thing. She stole it from someone.
Yeah. Apparently. Oh my god.
The scandals. No, Suzanne Collins. Watch Night Tomorrow is going to be like.
Oh, well, breaking news.
Yeah. Murder.
Sunrise on the Reaping. Canceled.
I'm going to be like, fuck. God damn it. But yeah, so I don't know. These books are just doing great for my nostalgia, but also are standing the test of time. So we're ending part one, where PETA says, I came here with her. And that's if, like, just, like, wow. As an adult or a kid, that shit just gotcha. And we're going to then pretty much next episode. I mean, there's, like, a chapter before they go into the games, but then they're, like, in the games. Yeah. Pretty much the whole remainder of the book. Which, again, that's, like, that's a hefty amount of book where they're in the game. So you're getting, like, as gruesome as Haymitch's was, like, this is more, like, content. Like, you're getting every last detail.
Yeah, but I felt like Haymitch's book was more detailed than this.
Interesting.
That's what, like, I really felt like Sunrise, she really upped it. Like, she didn't hold anything back. But I wonder if it's because, like, I look at this book more gray. You know what I mean?
Right, I hear what you're saying.
So. Whereas yeah, Haymitch, like, I would say, like, his book was definitely more vibrant.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
I get you.
So.
But yeah, so. Not tomorrow. Jesus. Tomorrow. We're not publishing tomorrow. Ignore me. My brain doesn't work. My child's sucking the life out of me. It's fine. My brain cells are all gone. It's okay. We're gonna just get stupider by the day. Anyways. Yeah. I feel that. Next week, we will do part 2 and 3 of The Hunger Games, and it's mostly The Hunger Games. So, I'm excited for that.
It's literally the games.
It's literally the games. So.
It's The Hunger Games.
We will see you next week, not tomorrow, for that episode. I'm excited.
See you there.
I could talk about these books forever.
And see, I love that, but my ADHD is just not gonna let me do that.
I just like that we both are excited and like these books.
This is true, because we're usually haters.
We haven't had one of those in ever.
We honestly, like, critique everything.
No critiques. No notes.
5 stars, no notes.
Right. I did it 4 stars again, probably. But, yes.
I think I did Hunger Games 4 stars.
I don't know. Well, we'll see next week.
I think Eyes of Fire made him give 5.
Okay, girl.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Now I'm just making things up.
We'll see next week. We'll see if she's right. If not, call her a liar.
Yikes.
That's it. KK.
Okay, bye.
Bye.